Hello, you're listening to Spoiler Filled Film Conversation Hooray, or just Spoiler Filled, if you like. Here is the podcast.
It's a film review podcast. I guess anything that makes us unique is we're all Welsh. There might be other Welsh ones. And, no, we're just another film one, and it's chock full of spoilers, and we're going to talk about a film. You know how these podcast things go. So hopefully you've already seen the film that we're going to review, which is, guys, all in tandem,
Time Cop.
Yeah, there's a lot here today. I'm Richard Nicholas. Over there is
Stephen Lee.
In one of your other years is
who are you pointing at?
One of the men. You, that one.
Anthony Evans.
Who's that one?
Bane.
And this one?
Oliver.
Right, right, good. And we are the crew that review films here in Carmarthenshire town. What is the film today? Who knows what it is? We've said Time Cop. I'm lost. I'm confused.
We're reviewing Time Cop today.
Just take over, Abby.
Shut up. We're reviewing Time Cop from 1994, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and directed by Peter Hyams. All right.
Are there other people in the cast that we might know?
You might know Ron Silver. He's been a villain in a lot.
He's like
things.
Al Pacino, but not as famous.
Beardier.
Yeah.
You might know Bruce McGill, just not by name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a that guy. He's one of my favourite that guys.
Yeah. So, Time Cop, sci-fi action thriller. What do we think going in? Anyone?
Steve.
Yeah, I saw it as a child, and I quite liked it as a child, so I was thinking, would I enjoy it again so many years later when I'm a fully grown adult?
And did you?
And presumably we will when that happens.
Hey, a joke.
Has everyone seen this before? Like,
yes.
Yes.
Ollie?
No, when I watched it was my first time.
So you didn't know what to expect, or you had some idea of what it was going to be?
I had some idea since I'd listened to a podcast from another podcasting origin.
That was them texting in to say, stop not name-dropping us. we're not going to name-drop you, podcast that is yet to be named. But yeah, we're going to talk about it now. And I'd seen it before, thought it was all right. Surprised when I saw it the first time that it was as good. It looked rubbish from like the DVD cover. And I was like, let's give this a try. And then it was actually not too bad. This time round, it was still also good. So that's the review. Anyone else want to have some thoughts on it?
Yeah, the name kind of says it all, doesn't it? You don't get much more basic than Time Cop.
Yeah.
It kind of tells you everything that you need to know right there in the title. And then you see Jean-Claude Van Damme's face, and it's like, I know what this film's going to be. But again, I was mildly surprised how quite brisk and entertaining it was.
Yeah, which is a good word for it. Yeah.
So to get into the nitty gritty of what went on, it kind of opens up in the Civil War in America, that era, 18 whatevers.
Yeah.
And there's like a robbery, isn't there, of a stagecoach.
Yes.
And turns out it's not just a normal robbery. One guy's very confident to rob like a bunch of guys.
With missing teeth.
Yeah.
What's up with that? He's got like two missing teeth.
Must have been bad dentists or something.
Yeah.
And then he robs them with futuristic weapons. How scary is that?
With lasers.
You're looking at me like,
yeah.
I'm not talking
about
it.
We're expecting
the right
you
film.
To go on.
I'm just setting up the start of the film.
Then
I ain't got no opinions.
The then present, 1994, and some senators and some science men have a meeting about how time travel's been invented and there's already been a crime because somebody tried to pay for something in the present with money stolen from the past. They carbon dated it and it was from the past.
Thanks for explaining that to me because I didn't quite get what they
what?
Were talking about. So I was getting a little bit confused because one of the African-American guy looks just like Usher. And I was getting thrown throughout that whole scene going, that must be Usher, surely.
That is the worst reason to lose the plot of a film.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, but I'm glad you've explained that to me now.
But yeah, so they set up the Time Enforcement Commission to police the technology. If somebody goes back and they try to get ahead by going back and bringing things to the then present, it's not allowed, and they try and undo it if they can.
So it's already been invented before that they invented.
Hang on. Like,
did they physically bring money into the future?
Yes.
Well, then it wouldn't have gotten any older, so carbon dating wouldn't have helped.
I was just telling you what they said.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I didn't write it.
If it had been money, it'd have been useless as well. You have to rob gold, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it a various? Well, do you reckon? Do you know when the army were transporting gold? This had to be a very famous transportation of gold, otherwise they wouldn't know. I don't know much about
I don't know, this is American stuff. We don't know anything about American history.
Maybe it was a very memorable and famous time when gold got transported. But there must have been easier ways to make money than going back into the past and stealing gold to spend in the future.
Well, maybe. They do later on.
With the stock exchange bit.
Yeah, with the stock exchange bit. Is that skipping?
But that's later on.
Yeah, that is later on because we're missing out the sex scene.
We haven't even had time yet.
The intrinsic problem of dealing with a time traveler.
Jumps in time and then the plot's in. Oh.
But yeah, in the then present,
Jean-Claude Van Damme and his girlfriend are randomly attacked in their own house and it is blown up. But he survives.
After after an intimate scene, which really has
no bearing on the film,
really completely different to the rest of the movie.
It was just like, there's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Let's go watch him make love to his wife. And he's just going to go, oh, I don't really know him that well to be watching him make love. Was there a bit in the mall with a skater before that? Or
yeah, that's right. Where he sticks his boot up in the air. No, wait, he sort of does a kick in. He goes to kick someone, and
they see
it's really
just
hard
to
explain. Yeah,
he basically has his foot ready
to
for
kick
him.
Yeah.
He doesn't kick him. He just sort of stops him with his foot and makes him read the underneath of his shoe.
Wolverine. Read between the lines. I should get out of here.
That sort of sets the tone of how the movie's going to, like, that kind of action movie banter. Do you guys like that sort of thing? Or
I love
really
that
lame?
Sort of thing. Yeah.
It was fine. Sometimes it was a bit cheesy. But what would you expect? It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And once you've committed, you kind of have to keep going.
Some of them landed, some of them didn't.
Yeah, that's true. And basically, the introduction to Van Damme is just to show you that he's like a husband and that he stops crime no matter what. And he's always on the job.
He's only
job,
just
sort of
accepted the job as a time cop.
Yeah, which is a new 2004 future thing that we haven't happened in our reality. But we can all... So the premise, because it's very hard to go through the movie and make sense of it without confusing ourselves and the audience, essentially, in the 2000s and 4s, is time travel has been invented just, and the government are the ones in control of it because luckily it was a government scientist or something. Yeah. And they want to control it. Because turns out, if you tamper with the past, it changes the future. And oh no, we don't want that because all the rich people won't be rich anymore. And they're in charge, so they don't want anything to change. And that's essentially the problem with the movie. Not the problem with the movie, that's the thing that the movie's about, is controlling time travel to stop people going and robbing the past and changing it or something. Mm. Yeah, everyone enjoy that concept. Is it one that makes sense to you guys?
They didn't. For a sci-fi film, there wasn't that much sci-fi going down.
Not much time travel, really.
Yeah.
No, it was very incidental to what was going on.
It was kind of nice the way they... It was nice that when something changed in the past, there was a perceptible difference in the present, which was nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like that butterfly effect, only in this movie, a small change won't do a huge amount of problems for the, you know... Because really, if someone changes something in the past, it would alter everything, wouldn't it? Mm. And yet in this, a few things have changed. It's not so bad.
Just don't think about it too much. Don't think about what happened to the alternate version of Jean-Claude Van Damme in the new timeline.
Just
put it in the box.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to accept that right early off in the film, that things change, but not catastrophically, and don't worry about it. Just go with it.
Just as long as you don't turn into brown goo.
So the thrust of it is, he finds a conspiracy involving Senator McComb, who was one of the senators overseeing the commission. He's been going back into the past to get money to finance his campaign for the presidency.
Yeah, that sounds really complicated like that. Yeah. guy goes back and does things to make himself president. That's what I got from it. But you're right, you got the names and stuff, and well done on you for being able to pay attention to the details.
And so, it's all about that. We don't need to go into the brass tacks of it.
What is his name? Silver, the guy who plays...
Ron Silver.
Is McCullough, and he's like a classic action movie bad guy, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Over-the-top villainous. And kind of, he meets his younger self at one point, and he's really mean to himself. Which I thought was like, it's you. You don't need to be a horrible git to yourself.
But no, I think he was the worst with himself.
Yeah.
He was slightly nicer to other people.
One of the moments I liked is when he tells his young self to not eat candy bars so much.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he wants to be slimmer. It's like, it's you. But you're telling him, it's... But you know you got to enjoy those candy bars. Why can't other you get to enjoy the candy bar? You're selfish.
But when younger him stops eating the candy bars, then older him won't remember having eaten the candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
So it's...
He'll be slim, and he will have told himself to be slim. It's weird.
Yeah, except it would have changed, because then he won't have told himself to stop eating the candy.
Yeah, that's one of the things with this, is there's going to be a lot of paradoxes real quick. A lot of stuff can't make sense if you alter it, and then it changes. So we haven't even got to the 1920s that they started changing time some more?
Yeah, that's where he cottoned on to the conspiracy, because there was a guy exploiting the stock exchange back in the 1920s. He was taking a newspaper from the present day back to the past and then seeing which stocks were available at that period of time so that he could buy them and then cash them in the future.
Yeah. Well, luckily, Van Damme's on the case. So he suddenly turns up in the guy's office with his that cool, weird bubble effect. What did you guys make of the CGI then? Seen as
that was quite cool. Yeah. I bought it. Yeah. Just like to point out, if I haven't got this right, forgive me, but wasn't it as his ex-partner?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, the guy's found out that time travel exists, and like any logical person has thought, well, I'm going to exploit this if I'm in an opportunity to, and I'll change the past, and no one will know I did it. But yeah, he gets caught, because he's a fool, and he's not Van Damme, he shouldn't have betrayed him. But yeah, so CGI, what do you guys, anyone else, any thoughts on the CGI?
Yeah, there wasn't much of it, so I wouldn't say understated, but they didn't go over the top with it.
Yeah, they used it sparingly, and that was the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the time bubble things I liked the look of, but to skip in awkwardly and spoil some more of the movie, the thing that didn't make a lot of sense was when they get in the time machine, so to speak, they have rocket ships on like a track goes towards a wall that doesn't need to be there, but is there to be dangerous, and they warp through time, then the ship is gone when they travel in time.
And sometimes they're walking.
Yeah, and sometimes they just walk into walk into the room in time. If that makes sense. Yeah. So what's with the ship that disappears and doesn't exist?
It reappears as well when they come back. They're back in the car.
I was a bit confused on that part as well.
Anyone got any explanation as to what went just a flaw?
Movie magic.
It's the Buckaroo Banzai theory of time travel.
Where you can, that is too obscure for most people. But I think it's his workshop maybe it was Buckaroo Banzai who came up with the design, and it's like a weird crossover.
One thing I don't quite understand about the film is they're essentially a police force, for like enforcing, like the time shouldn't be changed in any way.
Yeah.
And yet their methods of, like putting things right is. Shooting people up with futuristic guns, throwing people at windows and making them disappear into thin air. It all seems a bit... Well,
there are only two of them.
I suppose.
Isn't it implied there's more than, like... There's, like, a little force of other people who are sometimes on other missions. Oh, and another thing. Do you know, if you work in Time Cop world, and you're a police officer who has police officers going back in time... to change things, when they get out of the time travel device and have completed their mission, don't be all like, I don't remember anything. You should at least know that they've changed things. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you're in charge and someone gets out of a time machine and they're like, oh, the mission went really well, but, you know, someone died, or, oh, I'm so glad you're alive. What do you mean? He's never been dead. And it's like, be aware that You know he went in a time machine, therefore he's changed things. It's just, it's the mind-boggling thing that they just don't seem to grasp that.
You would fit, well, you would guess that they would leave some kind of message for themselves and send it with the
pod,
the time pod.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they can look at it when it comes back.
I was thinking that, just like a little paper version of their orders.
Yeah, it's like, see, I did do what you told me to. Don't be silly. We have an evil dictator in charge now. We don't remember your mission. It's just a really awkward like plot thing that I got like confused, but not confused by. But they shouldn't be surprised when they don't remember stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I'd just like to point out, if you're going to watch a time travel film or any time travel film, you cannot overthink it like that. You cannot, because it's just too much. So, my advice would be
Steve brain, to accept. But if you've got my brain, you're going to solve it all and have it all make sense. It's really hard to write time travel, in fairness.
Yeah, it is. And that's something you've got to give leeway to.
It is. I can't say that any of the problems I have with this film are in the writing, per se. Because, like, what we seem to have problems with are with the actual physical things that they do. So, like, the pod thing, we're not happy about the way that they explode things, which seems more like a directorial thing. The actual construction of it, narratively speaking, is very solid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just some of the aesthetic decisions that are a bit... What?
I get. But Anthony was saying you find it weird that the cops are trying to stop time changing, and yet they kind of rush in there and kill people and make...
Yeah,
you know...
and it's kind of... There's a scene where someone's trying to make money.
Yeah.
Through buying stocks and shares.
Yeah, like we were originally talking about, yeah.
Which doesn't seem that it would have as much impact on future as someone turning up, blowing the shit out of... Oop. Blowing...
It's fine.
Blowing...
The butt out of...
Like, people up with these giant futuristic guns, throwing people out windows, making them disappear in thin air, beating up people.
Yeah, basically, if the criminal gets away with it... One company instead of another company gets a bit rich, which would have ripple effects, but let's not worry about that.
But the whole movie is about a ripple effect because the senator gets really, really rich and then almost becomes president.
Yeah, but then if people are being killed in the past by cops, that's going to... Everything you do in the past is going to change something. And that's kind of one of the problems, is that when you go back in the past, if it can change the future, it will no matter what you do. Which is, it doesn't matter. Point is, what they do when they catch the guy, like Van Damme catches his ex-partner who's trying to rig the stocks or whatever, or like cash in on the stock market.
Mm.
He's taken to court. The court case is very short because he doesn't want to say anything because if the bad guy talks about who he's working for, he'll be erased from time.
He was more worried about his family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he someone will go back in the past and delete him from history, potentially.
Well, starting with his grandparents.
Yeah. You don't want to go back too far. You start, Right. So, but then what they do, the court say, well, basically, you are guilty. And they send him back in time to the 20s and have him continue falling out the building where he was, like, teleported away from. And he has his death anyway. And that's kind of how they deal with criminals, is they make them die? In the past?
I think that was just convenient. Because he was already killing himself. And they stopped him. Yeah. It's a death sentence. Oh, well then, he could just finish killing himself.
Yeah. I just would like to see a few other courts where it's like, you've stolen from the past and therefore we will punish you by sending you back to the past and having you flogged in the 1400s. I don't know. Well, okay, moving on with the plot. Does someone else want to, like... say what happens now?
Well, from that encounter with his old partner, he learns that there is a conspiracy with Ron Silver, movie bad guy extraordinaire,
potential new
and
president.
So I don't think he follows him, but his next assignment turns out that it's him trying to like change the past and make more money.
Yeah. Oh, they meet for the first time as well, like because he's a potential...
Oh, they have that. They have the proper kind of... We're saying things about something else, but we have subtext and we both understand what we're both saying.
I'm onto you.
Yeah, Van Damme's like, I'm investigating you, but I won't say I'm investigating you. I'll say, I hope I catch the criminal. I hope you do you better work hard because I've heard he's really difficult to catch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is a brilliant like trope of action movies mm-hmm. from that era. And like you say, he starts more proactively investigating, particularly, what was his name? The president?
McComb.
McComb. So he gets a partner that he's reluctant to get because that's what all cop movies are about, is getting a partner who's a rookie and you work alone and stuff.
Yeah.
And the nice black woman goes with him back in time in the rocket car thing and
the
transported
nice
into
black
the sea,
woman
into
is
the
not
water.
Sufficient.
What's who the cop lady? Yeah.
Her name was Fielding and she was from Internal Affairs.
Yeah, that's right.
And that is the extent of her personality, other than she possibly has a family that she misses a bit or something.
Yeah, and it's important to note that he's a troubled hero because
his
wife was killed in the attack.
In the explosion, we barely mentioned it, but yeah, his wife is dead. And she was just about to say something to him. What could it be? I have something to tell you.
Something really important. We need to talk about this soon.
Right, so they splash down into...
I think important.
What era did they come into? Was it Washington, D.C. they get transported to?
It was back to the original present day. So it's like 1994, back when it...
How can you have an original president? Present
was
day?
First invented.
Oh, yeah, because when we meet Van Damme, it's the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then we cut him mulleted and non-shaven as an experienced time cop. That's right.
Yeah.
So he's investigating in the 90s. What happens then, guys?
It's when McComb is trying to convince his younger self to not opt out of being an investor in a computer firm, because that computer firm will go on to be massive and he'll make loads of money.
Right. So, yes, that's right. There's like an anonymous-looking computer nerd who's...
Parker,
okay. And he's being talked to by younger McComb. And basically, old McComb turns up and, oh no... If they don't have a kind of weird argument, how would you guys react if a future you turned up and started giving you advice? Would you instantly listen and understand?
I'd poke him in the eye.
You'd poke yourself in the eye?
I'd assume I was having a stroke.
Which yourself?
The future one, because I wouldn't take any nonsense from him. I don't want to know the future. Poke in the eye. Not having that rubbish.
But he's trying to make you rich.
Don't you need to criticise his jumper or something and see what happens?
Wait, but younger one criticizes older one? Or?
Yes.
So you go, oh, you got no style. Shut up, this is all the rage in the future. You just don't know yet. Brown made a comeback. Brown's awesome.
Mm. What about you?
I'd be like, whoa. Oh, at least I live, right? You haven't come back to stop me getting something, have you? Because, oh, this is weird. And then I'd be like, shut up, Rich. And I'd be like, ugh. It would be very, like,
you
weird.
Talking to yourself would be the most convoluted and painful conversation I would ever hear in my
We'd both be interrupting ourselves separately. That would be the weird thing. None of us would have a point. We'd just constantly re-correct ourselves. And we wouldn't... We'd get on like a house on fire, but we'd always know what each other one of us would be thinking, I reckon.
That would be horrible.
But then... Okay, but then the rest of the movie is nothing more complicated than zipping back and forth across the 10 years.
Yeah.
With occasional fights until the end.
Yeah, there's maybe 3 confrontations across different bits.
Yeah, it suddenly decides it needs to stick to one place, more or less, doesn't it?
Wait, McComb has 2 hoodlums whose names I forgot to look up if they have any. And
Horrible Mulleted Man 1 and Horrible Mulleted Man 2. And the guy Van Damme kills twice. Are the ones I remember. But yeah, basically at this juncture, we also get a betrayal from his now rookie partner. And
Fielding.
She pulls it. They've got the drop on the bad guys. Van Damme and the girl are looking to, you know, solve this and take him away. I don't know. But she betrays Van Damme because, plot convenience. And, oh no, it all goes awry. And there's like a fight scene and action and guns. And
she gets shot.
But essentially the bad guys get away.
Yeah, that's
what
we need to know.
And then Jean-Claude Van Damme returns to the future.
Kind
of returns to the present, and it turns out that everything's changed.
Uh-oh. And now everyone's just like, what do you want about Van Damme?
Yeah. This becomes like one of the major paradoxes of the film then, because he goes back to the future, but everything's changed, but he hasn't changed.
And he remembers what he did.
Because he was removed from the timeline.
Yeah.
Yes, except that when young Ron Silver was scarred in the past...
Oh, yeah.
Older Ron Silver also caught the scar, despite being out of his own timeline.
Yeah, ooh. Oh, man, time travel is hard to get your head around. Yeah. That's probably why it doesn't exist in real life.
Yeah.
Or does it, and it's secretly being controlled by the government?
Do you want CBC Radio to be shut down and all of us shot? Is that what you want?
You'd be exciting.
That's what will happen.
If we're in any danger, future us will come in and start saving us.
Or they'll hurry it along because... You know.
They're outside making sure we do this review because it comes to an end and it's important that we stop or something. Like that.
Well, let's keep going then. So he really easily convinces the head guy to send him back.
You don't remember? We were good friends. We were good friends, were we? Okay, I'll implicitly trust you, but keep referencing that we're good friends.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if he was just messing with Van Damme for it to be funny.
It did seem like he was joshing him.
But
we're good friends, are we? Then I'll give you all the stuff you want to know.
Yeah, it was his last day on the job, though, because they were closing down the department. So I think he was just like, yeah, whatever you want. I'm leaving at the end of the day and I've got nothing to do.
In this new present... Senator Macomb had basically bought up everything and he was shutting down the project, so they wouldn't be able to stop him from changing it anymore.
Yeah, that's it. And then the boss, who doesn't really remember Van Damme properly, helps him anyway. And if he doesn't get killed by the baddies, just as he's helping him travel back in time again. So Van Damme shoots off, he sees his boss getting killed, and he's like, And then what does Van Damme have to do then?
He has to go back to... the past and find his partner so she can testify against Macomb.
And he knows that she will because it was Macomb that shot her. After she betrayed Van Damme, Macomb betrayed her so that she wouldn't be a witness, but she didn't die, so now she can.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
But then he kills her anyway.
Makes perfect sense. That's why I'm holding up the timeline to the microphone.
So he's in hospital now, and she is in a hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is where Van Damme gets a little insight into his own life, because he goes to look in the medical
kit. This is where forgotten subplot point comes back.
Yeah.
He went to get Fielding's blood sample, because they're not allowed to leave anything in the past. Was that the reason?
No, it was some sort of proof that they were there, and she was who she says she is.
Yeah.
Right. But when he's there, he finds a blood sample from his wife...
Who turns out is pregnant.
Because that's how they find out if you're pregnant, is test your blood.
No, it is.
Is it a thing?
Yeah.
And they keep it next to the injured cop blood in the thing. Oh, okay.
label it in large enough writing so you can easily spot it.
But when he comes back, oh no, someone's killed his partner.
So the whole point of him coming back is pointless.
And then, doesn't he just decide at this point, well, I'm just going to change time for me, because I'm sick of my wife being dead, and everyone I love being altered in time. I'm going to go and save my wife if I have to. And that's kind of one of Van Damme's reasons for not letting crime happen in the past. Is because, if you're allowed to change time, I'm allowed to change time. And I'm going to make my loved ones come to life again. So he's then on a mission from that point to try and both stop the future president, Macomb, and also
save his wife
and make her alive again. Because he remembers how the fight went down. He was outside getting beaten up while his house blew up with his wife in it. So he has to stop that.
And here comes the big bit I don't understand. Why was he attacked at the beginning of the film?
Because they were going back to try and get rid of Van Damme because he was trying to stop Macomb. They're like,
so the cycle had already began by then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, from...
So then the future self of him then went back to change that again, to stop that from happening?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So in a strangely... I don't know, it's not meta because it's not referencing the...
No.
What?
That doesn't make sense because they didn't kill him.
No, but they'd gone back to try.
Yeah.
They failed, but they'd gone back to try.
But like he said in one of the scenes, they can attempt it as many times as they like until they actually do kill him. So why haven't they killed him?
Let's Charlie. Go to let's use Steve's let's use Steve's yeah, approach okay. and okay. not overthink it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Van Damme, old like future Van Damme with the mullet and the facial hair.
Is it a mullet, Dallas? But that's for later discussion. That's probably we'll have a separate podcast.
A little vote about is it a mullet?
It's not Steve. Long enough to be a mullet.
No,
two nos. Mullet,
yeah, close enough.
Mullet and Ollie.
It's mullet-esque.
I'll give a mullet, so we're kind of split, almost 50-50 on that one. Is it a mullet? You decide.
Yeah, get in contact through our Facebook.
Yeah. CVC Radio on Facebook, you'll find us. Send us messages. It's a very important thing to debate. Van Damme meets his wife before he meets his wife at the start of the film, saves her a bit, and then says, I know I'm freaking you out, but run with it, I'm from the future, yeah, just believe me. And she's like, oh, okay. And he kind of tells her what's going on a bit, saves her, and then sends her back out to meet himself, young himself.
And says, keep stum.
Don't say nothing. And then it's like, oh, all this time she knew, but she didn't say anything in the first part of the movie.
But did she know then?
Yeah.
There's we lots don't of know if that's timeline A or timeline B.
That was pre-manipulation of time.
It's confusing, man. Like, they keep altering things. So... Van Damme leaves that situation in the mall and heads. They're like back at the house. Let's jump to the house. They're jumping through time. We will as well. Van Damme is trying to save himself and his wife, young himself and his wife, from the baddies attacking them, and is not doing that well. There's lots of fights all around the house. Both young Van Damme and old Van Damme are having to fight off the baddies with their horrible mullets.
In and on the house.
Yeah.
On the roof, on the balcony, on the...
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And it's a bit hard, like, it's quite a dark scene. That's
my huge criticism of that. I could not see what was going on. Which Van Damme are you? What?
I think that was the problem, though, because obviously they had to pretend there were two Van Dammes in a room.
Yeah, that wasn't the problem. I couldn't see properly. And it was raining as well, which made it even worse.
There could be nine Van Dammes. I honestly can't tell in the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they fight around the house. There's a weird... Somehow they get the predicament where Van Damme is hanging off the edge of the house. And not only is he hanging off, but a bad guy's standing on his hand. And now his wife's dangling from his back somehow. Everyone just fell everywhere. And it's not looking good. But what happens, guys? Does anyone know what happens? Because I'm trying to remember.
She picks up the gun, one of the futuristic guns that was lying around on another ledge.
Yeah.
And she shoots up. Show it
through the eaves of the house.
Through the house into his hoo-ha and straight through him.
Oh right, yeah. There was a lot of crotch-related injuries in this film.
Yeah,
like a bit too much, really. You shouldn't kind of promote that kind of thing.
But yeah, all in all, they fight off the bad guys to a certain extent, but then the wife is captured by the big bad guy, and he's about to kill her.
We're in the final showdown. We've got. Young Van Damme is knocked out. He's out of the picture. He's outside. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes.
We got old Van Damme with his mullet, or not mullet, you decide, standing opposite the future President Macomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Macomb's like, if we all blow up now, this still happens because you don't exist, and therefore you couldn't stop me or something.
And his younger self is still alive.
Yes. He still wins.
Yeah.
That's his thing. It's like, I don't care if I die, I still win.
But luckily... Van Damme, somewhere along the line, off camera, phoned up young Macomb and told him to come to their house. And now young Macomb's there as well. And they're like, uh-oh, if you blow up, I won't live.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And now we're in danger of violating perhaps the only rule of time travel they've come up with.
Which is if you touch yourself, then you merge. Weirdly.
Yeah, the same,
the same matter
can't
occupy the same space.
Yeah.
Which is a bit odd, considering how old they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the body will have recycled its cells.
Yeah. But we're thinking too much about it. But anyway, if you touch yourself, you disappear.
Yeah, and if Van Damme doesn't exploit this rule to the max, guy, what does he do?
He just throws him in.
That's right. Yeah. He throws him in.
Just a plain old throw.
And then young Macomb and old Macomb merge together in a horrible... Slightly bloody, but no, it's not bloody. It's just sort of red mass of
yuck,
undulating weirdness.
It's the brown red goo.
The brown red goo. That's a sci-fi term, if ever. So they merge and stop existing.
Yeah, he pings out of existence then.
Which means what? His parents didn't have him and they just
Like... He just left his office in 1994, never came back.
Oh, yeah, because that's when young McComb is from. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. That's okay.
Yeah.
Right, so he's out of the picture. The day is almost saved. And all Van Damme has to do now is not blow up in the house, which he does, doesn't he? He must, though. He, it's an action movie with Van Damme, and he wins, doesn't he? Anyone else got remember
he
what
He picks
happened?
Up his wife and gets out of Dodge.
Just in, like in that classic action movie, explosion behind you, diving forward kind of way.
Yeah.
And, you know, he drops down his young wife next to his young self and presses his little gadget to make himself go back to the future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he does, and he's got a kid.
Dun, dun, dun.
Everyone's alive who he was friends with, and they don't remember him properly. And he says weird stuff to them, and he's and they're like, he says stuff that a stranger wouldn't know. So they just look at him like, why did you say such a specific thing to me?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's got a kid now. Guess what, guys?
Yeah. It's kind of an odd way to leave it because he has no memory of his own child and his wife from the last 10 years.
This is what
you'd assume from what's happened beforehand.
Mm.
And then, so essentially, he's a different person. So technically, he's not really their husband.
I know. That's because I was talking to Avi about that element of it before when we watched it. And I was like, so will he slowly stop remembering and stop remembering what he did and start remembering his son growing up? Because it seems as if he retains all information. So he just remembers saving the day, and now he has an old son that doesn't, that has different memories with him?
Well, it's kind of a blip, isn't it? So there's the young Van Damme keeps on going until the hits 2004, and then at some point he stops existing. And original Van Damme starts existing, and it doesn't make any sense at all.
Either that, or just after the titles, Van Damme, the one who had his wife the whole time, also comes home, and then there's two Van Damme standing there.
That's just another thing that needs to happen. Who are you?
What's the double Van Damme film?
Double Team.
No, isn't Double Team the one where he's with... it might be.
No, Double Impact, it might be.
Double Impact. It's something. Look it up yourself. You've got the computer right there. It's IMDb, his name. We'll look it up ourselves another time. So, that's pretty much the film, would you say, guys?
Yeah. We managed to do that quite well. I was expecting that to go very badly.
Well, I think we probably got confused a lot of people talking about time travel and obscure parts of the movies, but...
Yeah. As a science fiction film, not the best. Got a couple of flaws. As an action film, quick.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Good,
yeah.
Funny.
Enjoyable.
It's solid, it's coherent, there's nothing...
Yeah.
It doesn't drag, it goes quickly enough, it's...
Loads of action movie tropes throughout. Well, one of them was Van Damme's, the classic thing of the hero looking back at footage, of when his, when he was, just footage of when his loved ones were alive and watching them and saying the words along. Does that happen? That happens in, Minority Report, and I'm sure it happens in a few other action movies as well. But yeah, it's got all the tropes of action movies. It's got a nice, juicy time sci-fi problem that you can think about to your heart's content and find all the flaws in. That's what I like from a time travel movie, is to be able to think about it and go, does that make sense? And usually they don't.
That's true. Even the bad time travel movies always at least make you think about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's enjoyable.
Mm. Yeah.
Grades, everyone?
Thumbs up. Out of 10, probably a 7.
Yeah, Abby? I'd go with that. 7, 7.5. It just doesn't quite make it to an 8. It's close, but it just doesn't quite get there.
Anthony?
I'd give it a 7 as well.
Is it going to be all sevens, Ollie?
I would say it's a 7 or a kiwi fruit, whichever you prefer.
A kiwi fruit. Yes. Oh, it's at least one. It's at least two kiwi fruits. well, not to spoil it, but I'll give it a 7 as well. Just to keep it sevens all the way.
Unanimous 7 out of 10.
You could do a lot worse.
One of the better Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Yeah,
there's a whole host of terrible ones. And this is one of the better ones, like you say. Say goodbye, gang.
Bye, gang.
Cheerio.
And that's goodbye for me too. Bye.